Last week, I talked about what it meant to have a healing faith, what it meant to have that strong faith that could lead to healing. Well, in many ways, there's a continuance of this theme in the gospel today, but it's a little bit different. See, the people of Nazareth thought they knew Jesus. They thought they knew everything about him. They knew his family. They saw him grow up. They couldn't believe, knowing this person, knowing him, what he did and said. They couldn't believe that he did the things he did and that he said the things he said. Because of that, they didn't have that strong faith that led to healing. The reason for this, of course, is the old saying, familiarity breeds contempt. You know, the people of Nazareth knew our Lord most of his earthly life. Not all of his life, but most of his earthly life. And they were too familiar with our Lord. They saw him as a simple carpenter who had worked with his father, who was also a simple carpenter. And because of this, there was no inkling, no idea that there was more to him than just a simple carpenter. We see this idea of familiarity breeds contempt with the Israelites as well. They became too familiar with God. They became too complacent, too rebellious. It became a regular pattern for the Israelites, and it's a pattern that goes throughout history. At one time, they're faithful to God for a while. They're doing the practices and following the covenants and doing what God commanded them. But eventually, they would start to drift away from God, go to a false god, go to one of the other gods of the other nations. And eventually, the majority fell away from the practice of the worship of the one true God of Israel, and instead would be following these false gods from these other nations. At that time, God would then send a prophet among them to warn them, to bring them back, to warn them of what would happen if they continued to remain apart from God. These prophets, they would either ignore or kill. As we see in the first reading, whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. The people of Israel become rebellious against God. And eventually, the people would become oppressed by some major catastrophe occurring, such as, in most cases, war coming upon them. The other nations would invade and enslave them. They would repent from their turning away from God and return to him. And then the cycle would repeat over and over. And like I said, this has happened throughout history. And sadly, we as Catholics can fall into this cycle as well. And I'd argue that there are too many Catholics who are too familiar with the church, and that many of the cradle Catholics among us are in the drift away phase. They're drifting away from the church. They may still consider themselves Catholic, but they're moving away. Sadly, our younger generations, I would say on an average about 40 and younger, they're not even drifting away from the church. They don't even have any connection to the church at all. They don't even consider the church at all. You know, and I would argue, you know, most of us are cradle Catholics. If you've not heard this phrase, cradle Catholic is someone who was born into a Catholic family, or at least one parent was Catholic, and we've received all of the sacraments of initiation. So we were baptized usually as an infant. We received first Eucharist as an elementary school kid, and then received confirmation in junior high or in high school. You know, so we've grown up with the church and grown up with the sacraments. But because we've grown up with the church, we assume a familiarity with church teaching. We assume we know everything we need to know about church teaching. And sadly, many cradle Catholics don't. Because if you were like me during religious ed classes, you probably didn't pay attention a lot of times. So you really never learned it in the first place. You never paid attention enough for it actually to sink in. This is why I promote every chance I can this U.S. Catholic Catechism for Adults, which the U.S. bishops put out, to have a good grounding, to read that and have a good grounding on church teaching. Well, for some, this familiarity with the church truly has led to contempt. It truly has bred contempt. Contempt for her teaching, which was given to us by Christ 2,000 years ago. Contempt for her organizational structures, which were instituted by Christ. These are not man-made structures. They truly did come from Christ. And these groups that have this contempt for the church, they want to change the church in their image. They want to remake the church how they want it to view, instead of being open to the teachings of the church and allowing the church to change them. It really is contempt which flows from human pride, which we all struggle with. All of us who are humans struggle with pride. This is how it manifests in this group. And it's contrary to the humility that is necessary for a solid faith in Christ. Which is sad, because now more than ever, we need to develop and have that solid faith in Christ and his teachings. Because history shows that eventually it will be a struggle. There will be difficulty in being Catholic. We will have to suffer to practice the faith. Now, I'm not predicting when. I'm not saying that there's any current trends or anything like that are leading to it. It could be 10 years. It could be 100 years. It could be next year. But it is coming by historical trends. It will come someday. To prepare for that, we need to have a solid foundation in the faith now. And the sad part is many Catholics don't have this foundation. And then if and when this comes, they'll drop off. They'll leave the church because their faith will be shaken and what little foundation they have will erode. Now, how could it happen? I mean, it could be political. I mean, we look at things like the attacks on religious liberty in our country today. We look at things like the historical pattern for Israel, for these wars that kept coming in. Their crises kept coming when they kept being invaded. That could happen here as well. Something like that, catastrophically like that, could happen. Regardless of how it happens, we need to develop a solid faith now, right now. Because, of course, we also don't know when we'll die. We don't know when God will call us home to our eternal reward and will call us to face our final judgment. So we need to be prepared for that now. We need to approach our Lord with humility. We need to think like St. Paul, who said in the second reading today, "When I am weak, then I am strong." When I am weak in the eyes of the world, when we are weak in the eyes of the world, then we are strong in the eyes of God. At that time, our familiarity will no longer breed contempt, but will bring us to the faith, deep, solid faith in Christ that we need to help us overcome the crises and catastrophes that will come.